We are going to talk about neighborhoods. I mean, when it comes to the way Denver's growing, we have to talk about place, like location, location, location. You've heard that before. We found a new website that is tracking how Denver's growing. It's confluence-denver.com. The publisher's Brian Boyle. He joins us by phone this morning on First Take. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good, good. We have been telling folks about the forum coming up Thursday night at the University of Colorado at Denver at the Lawrence Street Center, examining the role of place in how Denver grows. So let's get hyper-local here. When somebody wants to do something with a vacant corner, that's kind of a big deal. It can change the way a whole neighborhood grows.
It can. I think that's, more true today than it was before. We operate 22 Confluence-Denver style publications across the country. And it's been fascinating in kind of our 9 years of reporting on how neighborhoods and places are changing, how impactful small projects can be, and how kind of the community development paradigms have been shifting from, I needed $2 million from the federal or state government in order to get a project done, to kind of this growing awareness that, wow, we can do a lot of small scale creative-based projects that can have a bigger impact than historically what we needed $2 million to accomplish.
Mm.
So it's been really fun kind of reporting on that movement, but also seeing how communities are starting to think differently about what a corner can mean in terms of the future of a place.
We are here in the Five Points neighborhood, and we look at it as our own sort of laboratory on how a community with a great history hangs on, survives, and then thrives. A little attention here locally on some new developments, some government money to sort of get the thing kick-started, if you will. But that little corner shop now has maybe a little residential on top of it, or maybe there are some old houses that are going to get moved out for some new houses. Residential just seems to have taken off here in Denver, in the city core. People are thinking about lots of downtown and urban residents.
Yeah, it's been fascinating. And, I lived in Denver just outside the Five Points area. This was probably, without dating myself, Steve, 18 years ago or so.
Too late. There, you just did it.
Did I just date myself?
Yes, you did. That's good.
But I think that there's some really, really interesting trends. The market is going to continue to move back to urban centers at this, at a really, really accelerated rate. And again, from our perspective, we don't see that changing at all. And I think when you look at kind of this next generation of millennials, they are much more open. They value multiculturalism. They want to be around different people. And you're starting to see, that market, change and shift in a way that has, pretty impactful effects for neighborhoods like Five Points.
At this forum on Thursday at the University of Colorado, Denver's Lawrence Street Center, we're going to put some architects and some developers there at the front of the room to sort of get the conversation started. What do you think might happen when the citizens get involved, come to this free forum and talk about, where we're going to grow Denver intentionally?
Well, cities have made all sorts of mistakes in their development in the future. I'm currently based in Detroit, and Detroit's made just about every mistake in developing as a city as possible. I think it's fascinating to start to create a shared both civic and public discussion and framework for how we need to evolve as a city, and what are market conditions. What are policy conditions that affect the kind of places that you want to create in order to get the market back, but also doing it from a strategic perspective that also takes into effect how do you raise the boat and create more opportunities for the broader population in doing so? Our hope with this conversation is to start to have a more substantive conversation in Denver about trends, about conditions, about where talent wants to be, about development strategies that account for gentrification and create plans to create access to jobs for everybody, in a way that hopes to help provide a more kind of consistent, predictable drumbeat about where the city's going.
Your voice is invited to this first community discussion on the role of place as Denver grows. It's Thursday night, April 10th at 5 p.m. at the University of Colorado Lawrence Street Center, 1380 Lawrence in downtown Denver. Really fascinating website. Lots of information at confluence-denver.com. the publisher of that website, Brian Boyle's with us. We're going to keep in touch, man, and talk a little more as things continue to develop here in this little boom town we call Denver.
Yeah, and really quick, Steve, we've had a great response to the event. If any of your listeners are interested in attending, I would encourage them to get to Confluence Denver and RSVP. The event's free, but we're likely going to be selling out here in the coming days. So I want to make sure anyone that's listening that's interested has an opportunity to go.
You bet, man. That website, again, is confluence-denver.com. Our guest, Brian Boyle. Thanks, man. Have a great day.
You too.